Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Kim Harris, CEO for Midlands Minerals Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and ticker symbol is MEX. Thanks for joining us again today, Kim.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Great. Always good having you on. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of the company for some of our listeners here that may be new to your story.
Midlands Minerals is listed on the TSX Venture Exchange. We trade under MEX as the ticker symbol. We're solely focused on gold in Ghana and Tanzania in Africa. We are very advanced on some of our projects in Ghana, in particular the Sian Prato, where we have 600,000 ounces now of gold, most of it indicated resource, and we are pushing towards a million ounces by the end of our current drilling program. We'd planned 20,000 meters of drilling for 2010, and we are more than halfway through that now and hoping to meet our targets with respect to the ounces that we'd like to add to what we have now.
Well, certainly, and so, yeah, give us a, you had some drill results from Cyan from last month. Can you bring us up to speed?
Well, we've had some very good results, actually, because this time last year, we only had 400,000 ounces on the Cyan property. And since the drilling that we've been doing in 2010, up until, say, the middle of September or so, we'd added another 200,000 ounces. So we're quite hopeful that with ongoing drilling on Cyan, and soon to begin drilling on Prato, the neighboring property, we should be able to add quite a few more ounces to what we have to reach the targets that we have. I should also add that we always talk about Sian Prato in Ghana. Those two projects on the Ashanti Gold Belt, which is one of the most prolific gold belts in Ghana, it's produced quite a few, well, it's produced over 100 million ounces. And right now we're sitting on something like 80 million, at least 80 million ounces in reserves of gold on the Ashanti Belt. But it's not the only belt in Ghana. The Sakangwe Belt is also a very prolific belt. And we have a property on that belt called Taniago, which you're going to be hearing more and more about in the coming months, because we intend to start drilling that project within the first quarter of 2011.
Well, that's great. And so do you believe now that the company is becoming very well-positioned or continues to be very well-positioned to capitalize on some of the trends right now in the gold sector?
I think we're very well-positioned. And moving forward, we're going to be in an even stronger position. We have recently hired a VP Exploration, Tom Nealands, who was with a very successful junior company that discovered a 13-million-ounce deposit in Central America, and he's now a VP Exploration, so he's got the whole good perspective on the ground that we have and a lot of experience behind him to make sure that things move forward. So we're looking forward to 2011. We're also looking forward to the coming year, because we've got properties in Tanzania that we hope to start paying more attention to. These are gold properties and also a diamond property that we're trying to JV. So all around, the company has very, very strong fundamentals. We're well positioned, good management, good experienced technical people. We also have excellent properties with merit. We're operating in two stable countries, Ghana and Tanzania. And in Ghana, we have a fully permitted property with, that's the Sian project, with 600,000 ounces, fully permitted, with a 30-year mining lease and an existing plant there that we can recommission. So I think moving forward, we're in a very, very good position to have the investors benefit.
Certainly. And can you talk to us, walk us through your background and experience, Kim, and talk a little bit about the management team background for some of our listeners that are new to the story? I know you said you added a new VP of exploration.
We have added a new VP of exploration who, with over 30 years' experience all over the world, has worked in Africa before. And he comes to the table with a history of discovery. He's been involved with some very, very major discoveries. We've got, and that's Tom Nealands. We've got David Groves at the table, who's also associated with some very major discoveries in Africa, one recent one in Tanzania, in an area where Midlands actually has three licenses. And in that area, there's been a significant new discovery there that David Groves is involved with. We have very good geologists on the ground. Everyone has been at least in the geology they're working in for at least 10, 12 years on the ground at their full time. It's a very strong team. My own background is I've been working in Africa for many, many years in exploration for the last 15 in the countries that we're operating in now. The same goes for our board. They know mining. They know Africa. And it's a very, very good team that we have together. And I should mention also that we're just applying for a listing on the OTCQX to try and reach more of our American investors. We have a growing number of American investors, and that process is underway. We hope to get that listing, I would think, within the first quarter of 2011. But in the meantime, I believe that we have a ticker symbol on the markets down south, and it's MDL, X as in Xerox, F as in Frank, MDLXF, and can be found on the pink sheets. And I would think within the next little while, you will be listing on the OTCQX, and we'll be announcing that at that time.
Well, that's certainly exciting. So as you continue to talk to investors and the financial community, do you believe that the Midlands Minerals Corporation story, your message, Kim, and the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community and investors?
I think it's understood, yes, in the sense that our volume on the trading table has really gone up. We've attracted some major new investors, both institutional and retail investors. Our stock is grossly underpriced right now, just undervalued in terms of, we're trading in the range of 19, 20 cents, market cap of around 20 million, with 600,000 ounces in the ground of gold, of which almost 60% is an indicated resource. So if you do the math on that, you'll see that our price should be at least 60 cents. So anyone purchasing Midlands today will benefit greatly when the value is realized, and that's going to be in the next few months as we get our team going and as we get more results from the ongoing drilling that is a continuous effort on our Sian Prasto project. So it's a good buy at this stage, and that's what I'm advising everyone to do. I personally am buying, which indicates confidence in the company. And the shares are undervalued and a really good bargain at this stage.
Certainly. And so in terms of the way that the company operates within the sector, would you consider any sort of alliances, joint ventures or strategic alliances here moving forward?
We're always looking for joint ventures. We're always looking for strategic alliances. And there are always some at the table under discussion at any given time. You know, it's a matter of finding one that just clicks, where, you know, all the things come together. So we're quite open to any kind of association with others, either juniors or mid-tier companies. It's got to be to the benefit of the shareholders, and that's what we look at.
Certainly. And any other milestones? What are some of the milestones that I know you talked about some of them that investors can look forward to in the upcoming year?
I would think it's our business is driven by news and it's driven by results. And given that we're drilling, I would think that what is going to move things forward, it would be the drill results coming out of our drilling programs in Ghana. And I would think the first quarter is going to be quite critical in moving the company forward. And I would urge everyone to stay tuned and see how we move forward on that score.
Certainly. And so once again joining us today is Kim Harris, CEO for Midlands Minerals Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is MEX. As mentioned, the over-the-counter ticker is MDLXF. Currently trading at 18 cents a share. The market cap is close to 19 million. We were just discussing the update on Cyan, as well as the upcoming Caniago drilling and some of the company highlights. And so before we conclude, Kim, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Midlands Minerals MEX as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Because at this stage, if they buy at the prices that we're going, our shares are going at right now, there will be a huge return expected. They should also buy our shares because the company is very strong, has very strong fundamentals. We have excellent properties. We have the Xi'an project is near production. It can be producing within a 12-month period. We're operating in very, very good safe countries, Ghana and Tanzania. Ghana used to be the gold coast. And anyone looking for gold in Africa, Ghana is the place to be. And if you're going to be in Ghana, the Ashanti Gold Belt is the location to be, is the right address. So we've got all that. We've got a package that has the solid properties, solid management with solid experience operating in stable countries and looking for a metal that is only going to be appreciating in the next little while by all our estimates that are coming out of various analysts. So gold is on a roll, and we've got gold properties that are in the right places with the right geology as well.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Kim, and as always, update our investors on Midlands Minerals.
Well, thank you very much for inviting us. Appreciate it.